Når man kommer til Los Angeles første gang, så opdager man, hvor stor den her by den er. Det er en by næsten på størrelse med Sjælland, det meste af Sjælland i hvert fald. Men naturligvis er det hele koncentreret omkring nogle få fikspunkter. Der er naturligvis Los Angeles Downtown, der er et strandområde, der hedder Long Beach, og så har man naturligvis Disneyland, og man har også Universal Studio. Og der er det specielle ved Universal Studio, at det ligger i en meget, meget speciel bydel. Jeg tror nok den mest kendte bydel overhovedet i hele verden, nemlig Hollywood. Og jeg befinder mig i Hollywood lige præcis nu, fordi det at finde et hotel i Hollywood, det er altså også sin sag, i særdeleshed, når det er sommerperioden, man gerne vil være her. Men jeg var så heldig at finde noget, der hedder Hilton Garden Inn. Og jeg er også så heldig, at ved siden af mig sidder Samantha, som er PR-ansvarlig for Hilton Garden Inn. Tell me one thing, Samantha. I was very surprised about this hotel, because it seems to me it's very new, isn't it?
Yes. Our property was renovated. It's an older building. However, the property was fully renovated. We went through a $12 million renovation in 2012. So we opened up as a Hilton Garden Inn in March of 2012. Everything is only about 2 years old.
And it is lying just 500-600 meters or something from the Sunset Boulevard. Tell me one thing, is the sun always shining on Sunset Boulevard?
The sun is always shining in California. Southern California sees very little rain, so it's always sunny. We have wonderful weather all year round. Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood Boulevard are minutes away. You can walk there and have a wonderful day just of that.
And I think a lot of people know what Hollywood is about. It is not only a part of the town, it is also this famous movie production. It is all the stars which are living in Beverly Hills, and I know it's possible to hire somebody to show where all the famous people are living and like that. But what more can we say about not only Hollywood, but also Los Angeles?
You know, Hollywood is iconic. It's known for the entertainment industry. So it's fantastic that you can take a tour of Warner Brothers Studios and really get behind the scenes and see exactly. And you'll run into people. Taking one of the bus tours throughout the city, you'll tend to run into and find yourself with some kind of celebrity at some point. They're just regular people here. Take the metro, our metro system. LA is really working on our metro system, which makes our public transportation, you know, LA is really working hard on public transportation so that you can take the metro to Universal Studios, which is one stop away, and enjoy your day there. That way you can avoid traffic and cars.
I think that is one of the things which is very important, especially for us, because we've been driving all the way from New York to Los Angeles, and I must admit that we're used to heavy traffic also in Europe. This is just like coming into Paris, because when you're coming into Paris in the rush hour, you have to stay in line for a couple of, I won't say a couple of hours, but at least a couple of kilometers, miles here. But here you have traffic all around. Also, just outside the hotel right now, we can see all this traffic. How do you deal with that? Because when I go to the other side of a hotel, it's very nice. There's a swimming pool and there's a valet parking and like that. It's very easy, very calm.
You know, I think that the people of LA make it very easy. We're very laid back. So although we know that traffic is daunting, it's the way of life, and we try to inform our guests and give anybody who's visiting us as much information as we possibly can, make it as easy as possible. If you can walk somewhere, then we're going to let you know that you can walk there and get there a lot easier than taking a car or having to find parking. But the transportation, the buses and the train is probably the easiest way. It's about 10 minutes to downtown LA, and it's about 5 minutes to Universal. They're working on a line to Santa Monica, but you can connect and take a bus over to Santa Monica, or you can grab a taxi or something. But there's so many different ways, and there's so many different places all around LA, and it's very not hard to get there if you just ask the right questions.
But one more thing, I noticed that in the elevator here in the hotel, you are making a guarantee, actually. You're saying if there's something to complain about, so more or less, of course, you don't have to pay or something like that. That is a guarantee I think that the Danes really appreciate, because Danes are maybe very safe when they're traveling. They're very used to everything is functioning around them, and when they come over here, they are afraid. How will things be here?
Right. Hilton has output this Hilton satisfaction guarantee. You know, we stand by it and we back it 100% because we stand by our word. And obviously our reputation is important, and we want to make sure that every single guest walks out of here as happy as possible. It's, you know, it's all about the experience. It's the experience that you have at your hotel is going to attribute to the whole experience of your trip. So even if you're here just to sleep and to eat, it still makes a difference. And you really want to have a great time. So yes, we have 100% satisfaction guarantee. If at any point you are unsatisfied with your stay and we cannot make it better and we've done everything that we possibly can, we will obviously give you 100% back.
That makes sense, really. But as far as I can see, it's very difficult for you to come into that situation. Anyway, now we have a couple of days here in LA. We have been in Disneyland. We are going to visit the Universal Studio. What will you propose us to do? What will you propose a couple of days to be used for here in LA and Hollywood?
There's just so much to do. You know, you don't want to get too overwhelmed with doing too much all at one time. Obviously, Universal Studios is key. If you can get to Warner Brothers Studios, the VIP tour, I would definitely suggest it. It's one of my favorite tours. And they have a new Batman thing going on, so it's pretty cool. Take a hike up to the Hollywood sign. Take pictures up there. It's an experience that you're probably never going to do again. Head down to Santa Monica, head down to the beach. It's a different world over there. LA is so vast, and every single part of it has a different world, and you'll have a different experience everywhere you go. Downtown LA has the new LA Live, so the Nokia Theater is there. Try to take in some kind of entertainment. That's always a key, because LA is entertainment capital. So I would always say, either if you can take in a show or you can grab tickets to something, do your best to do it. And always, I would never say no, but take one of those VIP tours that will take you to the houses. That's really cool.
Tak til Samantha Rodriguez fra Hilton Garden inde i Hollywood for snakken og inspirationen til, hvad man ellers kunne foretage sig i den berømte filmby. Vi lod os inspirere og besøgte såvel Los Angeles Downtown, det imponerende Universal Studio og stillehavsbyen Santa Monica for enden af Route 66. Men det må I vente med at høre om til næste udgave af rejseprogrammet, hvor vi i øvrigt også fortæller om afslutningen på det lange bilcruise fra New York til San Francisco. Lige nu skal jeg blot sige tak, fordi I har lyttet med. Mit navn er Søren Clouding, og hvis I vil se billeder og læse mere og få værdifulde links til meget af det, I hører om i Rejseradioen, ikke mindst turen på tværs af USA, så klik ind på rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.